Well, welcome everyone. I'm Linda Hedberg, and this session is called Becoming a Coach, What You Want to Know. And some of you have registered for this call through Christian Coaching Resources, which is a website that I own, and others have registered at the Christian Coaches Network International, which is a professional association of Christian coaches, and I am a longtime member there. For the handouts referenced in this session, you can go to christiancoachingresources.com/explore-coaching. That's christiancoachingresources.com/explore-coaching. Now, for those of you meeting me for the first time, I started my life and leadership coaching business called Greater Purpose Coaching in 2003 after I took my coach training. And since then, I've obtained certification through three top Christian coach training schools and become an ICF credential coach and developed ChristianCoachingResources.com and authored the Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. Over the years, I've connected with hundreds of Christians who are thinking about becoming coaches through my book and Christian Coaching Resources and through sessions like this, through coaching groups and individuals, and those who are wondering, is coaching for me? So this session is for you, especially if you're wondering, is coaching for me? Now, why this call? How can I help you today? Well, I love resourcing aspiring and new Christian coaches. You have questions, you've done some research, and it isn't always easy to decipher the information you find on the web. Different people give you different and sometimes conflicting information. And sometimes the information leads to misconceptions, and sometimes it is unfortunately outright misleading. So I'll give you a couple of examples. When I started out, you could find in more than one place on the internet the message, you know, become a coach. All you need is a phone and an easy chair, and money will start flooding in. And back then, there was talk of going from zero to six-figure incomes in 6 months' time while working part-time. And now, of course, it's about seven-figure incomes. And I'm sure it's true that a few people accomplished that. But that didn't happen for the majority of people who started out as coaches. That was in the early to mid-2000s. Coaching was the latest, shiniest new thing, and people wanted to try it out. But since then, we know the history of the U.S. economy. Things went down, and they went up, and, you know, things moved around in the economy. Things changed dramatically. But for most of those who started out in coaching, not even then was it as easy as a phone and an easy chair to create floods of money. Another example of conflicting and confusing information about coaching is the discussion, the marketing, and the advice about certification and credentialing of coaches and accreditation of schools. Now, I've posted periodically at my blog stories of people who have contacted me with great disappointment, and it grieves my heart when Christians contact me after putting time and money into coach training, thinking it will get them the credentials that it will not, and they have to consider whether they will start all over again, pay even more money, and invest even more time to get the credentials that they want. So unfortunately, it happens that people thinking about becoming a coach hear one thing, get on one track, don't learn options, or they make plans and proceed based on this misunderstood or misleading information. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want to answer your questions, possibly save you some money, some time, and some heartache. And I want you to learn your options so that you, as a believer in Christ, can bring your options to God in prayer. No one can tell you what the right choices are for you. Only by discernment in prayer can you determine the unique path that God is calling you to. We are going to address the following five questions today. What is life coaching and how is it different from counseling? How do Christians integrate faith with coaching? What about accreditation, certification, and credentialing? What does it take to start a life coaching business or ministry? And is a career or ministry in coaching right for you? Now, what is life coaching and how is it different from counseling? Well, first, let's talk about what type of coaching we're actually talking about. Professional coaching is an established professional field that has been around as such, certainly since the late 1990s. There are professional skill sets, standards, and ethics, professional credentialing, and accrediting of training programs. Now, often, and this is certainly true of the Christian community, the term coaching refers to something other than the professional skill set and coaching relationships we are talking about today. So let's define coaching first, and then we'll go on to comparing it not only with counseling, but with some other helping professions as well. If you're starting out your personal coaching library, a great book to start with is Christian Coaching, Helping Others Turn Potential into Reality by Gary R. Collins in the second edition. Gary defines coaching like this. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. Now, what does that reflect? I'll read it again. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. So a coach is a collaborator who works side by side with a client and brings structure and process to help the client's agenda for change. Specific professional skills are used to facilitate action and true change. That change can be, I want to do something different, better, more. I want to reach out for something specific, a dream, an adventure, an idea. It's the client's idea, the client's agenda. The coach collaborates with the client, facilitates a process and a structure to move forward, activating change, ideas, and dreams, and facilitating action that the client takes towards plans and goals and vision. Now, I've mentioned that the profession has established core competencies, standards, and ethical practices. The source of these standards is the International Coach Federation, known as ICF, an association of professional coaches from around the world, including life coaches, executive coaches, leadership coaches, and many other professional niche specialized coaches. The ICF defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. If you plan to be a professional coach, I encourage you to familiarize yourself with the ICF on the web at coachfederation.org. The Christian Coaches Network International, known as CCNI, found at christiancoaches.com, is in agreement with the ICF definition for coaching and further defines professional Christian coaching like this. In Christian coaching, or Christian coaching is a professional relationship focused on empowering a person or a group to effect change, create new awareness, move into action, and step into abundant Christian life in business and in personal areas. You may wonder, what does a coach do when working with a client? What skills does a coach use? Well, a coach establishes trust and rapport, acts as a co-equal collaborator, practices active listening, utilizes powerful questions, facilitates vision casting, assists clients in identifying resources and addressing their obstacles, and focuses on clients' strengths. Professional coach training should train coaches in all of these areas and more. But if you have skills in these areas and if you enjoy working in relationships in these ways, then coaching may be a great match for you. Well, let's go from what coaching is to what it is not. It is not advice giving. If you want to advise, you may want to mentor or disciple or take a consultative role. A coach doesn't say to clients, here's what I think you should do. A coach does not tell clients what to do. So let's look at the handout for this session called the Life Coaching Comparison Tool. That's a tool that I've developed, and you can find it available at that link that I mentioned, christiancoachingresources.com/explore-coaching. So the Life Coaching Comparison Tool is a matrix, and as you can see when you take a look at it, it compares across the top, the categories, the types of helping professions of life coaching, counseling or therapy, consulting and spiritual direction, or consulting, spiritual direction, and mentoring and discipleship. And for each of these helping relationships, this matrix compares what the typical relationship looks like, the focus of the relationship, the desired outcome of working together, what training it takes to serve in that as that helping professional or volunteer ministry person. It talks about what the meetings look like, and then defines the role of this particular helping role. So what we're going to do, you can get into that in more detail after today's session, but for this presentation, let's note what coaching is and then how it compares with counseling. So coaching is typically, if you look at the definition of the role, we've already talked about how it's a coach is a collaborator who provides structure and process to an agenda that is set by the client. So that is what a coach is. A counselor provides clinical expertise and facilitates a healing process. So there's a difference there. The reason it's often thought of in the same way is because it often looks similar in terms of how the meetings go. It's very often a one-on-one meeting or a group meeting, but a one-on-one meeting quite often in a professional context, it looks very similar. A big difference is really the focus and really the desired outcome. Okay, that's the big distinction here. Coaching is all about looking at the future, creating vision, moving forward, taking action, helping to define these meaningful goals that a healthy client, a reasonably healthy client who's resourceful, is is able to move forward and step into accomplishing and moving forward and reaching these goals, these meaningful goals. Counseling and therapy is typically addressing past and pain. Very often, of course, a crisis or a trauma, a situation that has caused someone to be in pain and to have to then deal with this past and find healing and restoration to bring them to a healthy place of that's restored and able then and strong enough to then go ahead and move forward. Very important to know these distinctions, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But why don't I go there? Just really important to notice that coaching is for people who are healthy enough to move forward. And they have hope and they have resources in order to be able to move forward. They're not stuck in despair and stuck in just not able to move forward because of this past trauma or experience that is just holding on to them. So coaching is for people who are healthy enough to move forward. It is not appropriate for coaches to work with those who need counseling. Not appropriate based on the ethical standards of the coaching profession, and especially in the U.S., not appropriate based on regulations that can be different from state to state that require counseling to be done by trained, licensed counselors. Now, there are many, many great, distinctly different, effective ways to help people. And I'm not saying coaching is necessarily better than any of these other ways, but each of these ways to help people are effective for specific situations and specific times. And what I do want you to note is that coaching brings a distinctly different way of helping that can be very powerful and very helpful. And knowing what coaching is and how it is different from other helping relationships is essential to helping you make sure it is a match for you. This is, in this presentation, typically a really good time for me to ask you guys if you have any questions. So what questions might be coming up for you at this time? And if you're on mute, I'm just reminding you that you can take yourself off mute. And I think I put a couple people on mute, so I just took you off in case you want to ask a question. What kind of questions might be coming up for you at this time? We have a quiet listening group today, which is not uncommon for this presentation. I know it's just like a lot of new information fast for many people. Some of you already have taken a look at this definition for coaching. You're all clear on that, so you're ready for me to move forward. But just, again, I'll just pause briefly. If you're on mute and you want to ask a question or make a comment, please feel free to go ahead. All right. Well, I will definitely move forward here as we continue on. Again, for those of you, every once in a while, I can hear, background noise. If you're busy doing something in the background, totally understand. I often do these types of things while I'm washing dishes or something like that. I get that. But we can hear that. So if you hear me mute you or realize that you're on mute because I muted you, please don't worry about that. Not a problem. Just hang with us. And I will, again, come at the end of the recording, offer you an opportunity as well to ask questions. So, all right, here we will move on. So, our next question is, how do Christians do coaching in business or ministry? To get to that answer, first, together we're going to consider how do Christians actually do coaching in business or ministries. Like, what does that look like? So, we're talking about in business, coaches often work as solo entrepreneurs part-time or full-time. So often people are coming to this kind of a session thinking of that, becoming an entrepreneur as a part-time or full-time solo business person. But some are thinking of actually creating ministries, and they're commonly modeled after these solo entrepreneurial coaching businesses, and they may be established as a nonprofit ministry. Excuse me. Some take coach training for ministry to integrate it into their current ministry roles. So certainly pastors and church staff take coach training, but also lay leaders such as those in women's ministry, men's ministry, and working with teens. And some Christian coaches have employment as internal coaches, for example, within a ministry or business organization. And some consultants take coach training to enhance their skills within their consulting businesses. So how do we work as coaches? What do we actually do? So in answering this, I'll focus primarily on the solo entrepreneurs. So as solo entrepreneurs, we often, you know, do coaching one-on-one. I mean, that's what many people's main interest for coming into the coaching industry and creating a coaching business or ministry. We want to coach people one-on-one, and we do that often in person or over the phone. Very common to do it either way. Also, we do group coaching, and again, that very common to do that either in person or over the phone or over the web. Other work that we do can include teaching, writing books, communicating by social media, blogging, creating and offering products such as audio and video, as well as all the other activities of owning and managing a business. Coaches with profitable businesses often use a multiple streams of income business model, which means that you're gaining income from coaching, but also from things like maybe writing or speaking or products that you developed. But how do we integrate our faith and coaching? Some of us are Christian coaches and label ourselves as such. And others of us are coaches who are Christians. And some are very open and market ourselves. Some of us market ourselves as Christian coaches. And others of us do not market ourselves with the label Christian coach. Typically, those who market as Christian coaches are reaching out to a target market of Christians. For examples of target markets might be a coach who reaches out to Christian women who are empty nesters, or a coach who coaches Christian professionals in sales, for example. In those cases, there would be an openly acknowledged Christian context for the coaching. Or some coaches are Christians, of course, but not marketing as Christians. For example, a Christian who might be a career coach, who's marketing themselves as a career coach, and coaches, of course, both believers and non-believers. So whether you say you're a Christian or not, that's up to you. Some training that you go through really encourages you and says you have to do that, and others leave it wide open for you to choose. Those of us who are coaches and who are Christians, who are coaches, those of us that call ourselves Christian coaches, we're similar behind the scenes, of course. And of course, then we all have differences to secular coaches. So whether or not we call ourselves Christian coaches or how we do that, as Christians, of course, we pray for ourselves, we pray for our clients, and when we pray, of course, we're not praying to the universe, we're praying to the God of the universe. And we share many skills and approaches with secular coaches, but we certainly have significant differences as well. For example, even non-believing coaches can believe that all are created with purpose. But as Christians, we believe that God is the creator. Also, as Christians, we believe our clients can discover what they need from within, like secular coaches. But we believe that our clients make their discoveries not because they are so brilliant in and of themselves, but because they are a brilliant creation of God. And if they are believers, they have God's Spirit within them. So let's go back to the definition of coaching from Gary Collins. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. Now, he does add to his definition of Christian coaching, and it reads this way. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where God wants them to be. And that is my hope, whether my client is a believer or not. Now, we're going to move on to what about accreditation, certification, and credentialing. So first, let me define these terms. In the U.S., accreditation most often refers to schools. So schools are accredited. And certification and credentialing typically refers to individuals. So I have my certification, I have my credentials. So I am the author of the Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. And the most asked question I get from aspiring and new Christian coaches is, do I need certification? And my answer to that is, it depends on your situation. It depends on your vision. Knowing what you want to do, and that will determine your need for certification and credentialing. But there are some things that are really important to know as you look for certification and credentialing. Anyone can pull together training of any sort and can give you a certification or a credential. So, for example, I can do this. I can invite you to my house for Friday evening and then maybe all day Saturday, and we can discuss coaching, and then I can give you a certified life coach title. Likewise, I can call my training accredited by a variety of random accrediting agencies, typically found on the web, many of whom have nothing to do with professional coaching. I can even accredit myself. So if you determine that you need or want certification or credentials, make sure you know exactly what you need or want. Now, my recommendation is that you look to a third-party credentialing and accrediting association like ICF and CCNI. So if you want professional certification or training that is accredited, look for credentialing and accreditation from the International Coach Federation, again, at coachfederation.org. That's the ICF. It is not a coach training school. They're a large international organization of professional coaches that over the years has set standards of definitions of coaching for the profession, including core coaching skill competencies. And they accredit training programs as an outside accrediting agency, programs that teach professional core coaching competencies. So if you pursue credentials with ICF, you will be evaluated in three main ways. One way is through taking ICF-approved training with curriculum that addresses the 11 core coaching skill competencies. The second main way is through mentor coaching. And then the third main way is with your coaching experience. So there are three levels of credentials, and for the first level of credentials, the training required is 60 hours of coach-specific training. That is 80% live voice-to-voice training, not audio or video recordings, and 10 hours of mentor coaching with an ICF credential coach that's focused on your skills, and 100 hours of coaching experience, including working with 8 different clients, and that's documented to include a coaching agreement with those clients. And you will also need to demonstrate your coaching skills, including taking an online test. Now, don't take my word for all of this. Go to verify for yourself at coachfederation.org. I don't want to speak for them in that sense of you know, counting on this. These are the specifics of your credentialing when you get there. You want to check with them specifically. And I offer that in the spirit of I have a 21-year-old son who is a university student. And so, of course, while I can look online and find, here's what it says you need to do. But, of course, I say to him, go there and figure it out. See it for yourself and verify it all for yourself. So I offer that to you in that spirit as well. All right.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, if your vision includes wanting a professional credential that is awarded based on industry standards and includes Christian faith-based evaluation, look to the Christian Coaches Network International at ChristianCoaches.com, because CCNI is the only place that you can get this type of professional third-party credential within a Christian context. CCNI's definition and competencies and standards are aligned with ICF, but they also integrate faith-based requirements into the evaluation process. And your vision may include this type of credential instead of the ICF credential or in addition to the ICF credential. It's not uncommon at all for coaches to have more than one credential. I have credentials from both of those organizations, for example. So, yes, for all of that, go to ChristianCoaches.com. If you want to find coach training programs that align with these standards, you can get my book, which you can find in that page from that page that I've been referring you to. You'll find the reference to the Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, and it can help you walk through all of these questions and choose the training that is right for you. So take a look at that page for this session. That's ChristianCoachingResources.com/explore-coaching. Now, hopefully you've heard me say in the beginning that whether or not you pursue professional credentialing or you choose an ICF-approved training program is unique to the vision God has given you. So my book also features other excellent coach training programs that aren't ICF accredited, but what will support what you believe God wants you to do. So my personal example, I can say that the 3 biggest contracts I've had in the 15 years I've been a coach, for all 3 of those, the biggest contracts, it was important that I took accredited training and my credentials were important. You know, on the other side of the continuum would be, for example, if you only plan to coach in ministry at your local level, at church, in your lay ministry, you probably don't have to get certified. You might want to, and it certainly would be a wonderful marker of the work that you've done if you go through excellent coach training, but that might be certainly a situation where the certification itself is going to serve you and mark your hard work, but not necessarily, be so important to exactly what you're doing. But most importantly, know where you want to go, know your vision, and then choose excellent training to match it. And if credentials match that vision, then go for the credentials. If you don't know where you want to go, you don't know your vision, then of course, a great option is to work with a coach to flesh out that vision. So I coach aspiring and new coaches to develop and implement vision. You can find other coaches who do the same thing at the Christian Coaches Network International, the CCNI website, ChristianCoaches.com. They have a Find a Coach system there that you can see who's there and then interview. I would encourage you, if you're looking for a coach, you know, interview, two, three coaches or more and find the best match for you. Okay, so now what does it take to start a life coaching business or ministry? Now, if you sign up at my website, ChristianCoachingResources.com, I am doing a session just like this in about a month, actually on March 21st, called The Business of Coaching, What Does It Take? All right. So you can go to my website and sign up for that on the homepage. But I'm going to unpack four things right now. We'll get into it, you know, deeper and further in that session next month. But I'm going to highlight four things today. And the first thing is training. And it will be no surprise to you, as the author of the Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, I will tell you that training is important. And I recommend that you start there. The second thing I'm going to highlight is it takes what I'm going to just call an entrepreneurial spirit. And by that I mean, you know, many coaches are natural entrepreneurs. But if you're going to start a life coaching business or ministry, it won't be a choice. Whether it comes naturally to you or not, you will be acting as an entrepreneur. So this can be learned. I had to learn this myself because it is not natural to me. And honestly, I feel like I learn it anew over and over again. But if you want to know what it takes, this is something to be aware of so that you can knowingly take on this challenge. All right, the next thing I'm going to highlight for what it takes to start a life coaching business or ministry is it takes hard work. So no, it is not as easy as the phone and an easy chair, okay? It is being a business owner, all the aspects of business. And if you're, most life coaches aren't necessarily passionate about all the aspects of business and all the things it takes to put that into place to actually get to connect with clients. So it takes hard work. Now, it is very rewarding work. And most of us find the energy and the passion we experience through the coaching that we do to apply to this, you know, hard work. So it is rewarding, but you need to know that it's hard work. And the last thing I'm going to highlight is that I believe that it takes, in order, if you're going to be successful, I believe that it takes a calling or leading from God as a believer. Now, please understand me. I'm not someone who uses the term calling in a big dramatic way by any means. It's more like when I say leading from God, it's like, what is God leading you to do? If this is the direction God is leading you, obviously pay attention to that. That is key. Because what I see actually sometimes on one hand is, you know, some coaches really are entrepreneurs. They have that in their blood. They love doing that. And so maybe, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you might be tempted with this idea of, you know, life coaching to just like jump forward, even though that may not be the exact thing that God has in mind for you. So, you know, watch out for that. But also, there are people who just really, really want to help others, and that really influences, okay, like coaching, that sounds good, I'm going to do that. move forward with, again, without that deeper connection. So is it really coaching that God is leading you to do? So really encourage you to take everything to God in prayer and be sensitive to that as you make these really, like, significant decisions. So finally, we're leading into, is a career or ministry in coaching right for you? And at this point, it won't surprise you that my answer is that I can't answer this for you, of course. I don't believe that anyone else can answer that question for you, and I want to caution you. People really do want to sell you. They want to sell you their training program. They want to sell you their marketing program. They want to sell you their online their online community. You know, some of that's great stuff, and some of that's not so great. But coaching is amazing. It's an amazing, fantastic job. It's rewarding, and I've seen people be very successful and thrive very well due to their hard work, their tenacity, and their passion to fulfill a vision. And then I've seen people put time and money and heart into it, and they've not been able to make it work for really a variety of reasons. So determine if coaching is right for you based on your vision. You know, based on the idea of start with the end in mind, that's a quote of Stephen Covey, but it's also scriptural. Give you Proverbs 29:18, which is, without vision, people perish. So it comes down to, what do you believe God wants you to do? What does that look like? What would it take to get there? What would coach training and establishing a coaching business or a coaching ministry, would that accomplish what you believe God wants you to do? So again, you can work with a coach to discover, establish, or clarify your vision. As I mentioned, that could be working with me, or you can find other coaches at Christian Coaches Network International. And encourage you to consider working with a coach. But in any case, make sure you are identifying a vision and matching up your training and your expectations for your coaching career or ministry with your vision. So I'll be wrapping up shortly, and we're going to be going to the final Q&A, which will happen after I turn off the recording. But first, I want to share how can you learn more about coaching and determine your next steps. Well, one thing I highly recommend to accomplish that is to become a part of the professional coaching community. And to do that, I recommend becoming a member of the Christian Coaches Network International. As I've mentioned, I'm a longtime member. I have developed relationships through CCNI that have had significant impact, that have contributed to the impact and the success of my work as a coach. And I'm really happy that Melody from CCNI is here today as well, as she has all the latest and best information on how to join CCNI, what CCNI offers, what the benefits are. And so I'm going to ask Melody to come on and share. Melody Klassen, are you here? And I wonder if you're on mute.
I am here.
Awesome. Good to hear your voice. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, just to give you a little bit of information about CCNI, we are a membership organization focused around Christian coaches. And we've been in existence, for a long time, as an LLC. In 2015, we became a 501c3, so we're now a nonprofit organization. And we offer a lot of benefits. We do not do any training towards, say, your certification, but we do offer continuing education. We have several events that occur every month, such as core competencies, the ICF, International Coach Federation, outlines 11 different core competencies that they believe every coach should know and practice. And so from January through November, we go through each of those, one a month for those 11 months. We also have some mastermind groups like the Coaching in the Church Mastermind, which actually took place just yesterday. We also have one called the Missions Mastermind. The next one's going to be actually next week on the 28th. We have one that's great for new coaches, and it's actually called New Coach Mastermind. So, you know, we've got a lot of resources for people coming into coaching, people who are already established in coaching. We also provide community groups. That's something that we just started last year. We have a men's group, we have a women's group, and then we have a group that meets once a month in the UK for UK coaches. And these have been really great additions to our lineup. People really are liking the community aspect, because a lot of times when you become a coach, you're working from home, and it can get pretty lonely out there, you know. So the community groups have really, really been great. Linda talked about different schools and training and that kind of thing. We also, on our website, if you go to Christian Coaches Network International, you will find recognized schools, schools that we have vetted. They are Christian-based training schools, so you could check those out if you are interested in moving into training, you know, in the immediate future. And let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, for members of CCNI, almost all of our events are free. And our monthly registration is $19 per month. It's a subscription, so it is just $19 per month if you are interested in getting our information, attending our events, and that kind of thing. And if you have any other questions, I want to turn it back over to Linda, but if you have any other questions, you can contact me. My name is Melody. You can get me at Melody, M-E-L-O-D-E-E, at ChristianCoaches.com. Again, that's Melody at ChristianCoaches.com. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Melody. Do you wanna mention, I don't know if you have, like, you have had, like, every couple years, and so maybe it isn't for a while now, but you've had the teleseminars, the large, telesummits, the large training.
The last year we did that was 2016, and we have actually moved away from the big e-summit, and we actually are now doing, and those were like every other year.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, an e-summit is a really a big thing, and to do it every
year
would have just been really too much. So what we've done is we've scaled it down, and now we are offering an annual boot camp.
Wonderful.
Right. So we did that last year, and we will be doing it again this year. It will be in October. In fact, it's going to be October 10th through the 12th. It's a three-day event.
Wonderful. I need to put that on my calendar. I knew that it was boot camp, and I didn't know the schedule, so now I do. And I think everyone on the phone right now, everyone who is listening, can hear of my interest even in that, because I do want to underscore, I have been I think I've been a member since like 2003, and I wanted to let everyone know that just from a the value of what you get if you, you know, step in and actually use the benefits that are there is far beyond your investment, your dollar per month that you're paying. And so I do want to say absolutely I believe that. I recommend that wholeheartedly. The training on the core competencies, for example, and then like Melody mentioned, the community groups, the masterminds, the opportunities as long as you step into them and show up for them, the value is just well beyond the monthly fee of $19. So definitely encourage people to take a look at that. And then, of course, with the boot camp, that'll be just a wonderful event. I know the cool thing that for me that I love about things like the boot camp event is, you know, all trained coaches, pick a school, or, you take classes maybe from a particular school, and you know your people from that school. But when it comes to then getting together with CCNI, there are a number of schools that are just excellent, and a number of trainers that are excellent, and a number of coaches who come together and speak and present and lead at CCNI who have a variety of backgrounds and training, and just are really it really kind of expands your community, so to speak, of Christian coaches beyond the wonderful community that I'm sure that you can develop also in the school, hopefully in the school that you choose and the training that you choose. So, excellent. Thanks, Melody. All right, it is 1 o'clock. I am going to turn off the recording. Well, it's 1 o'clock in my time zone, top of the hour wherever you are. And I'm going to turn off the recording and then open it up for questions. But before I do that, I just want to remind everyone again, thank you for joining me for this call. This is Linda Hedberg, and you can reach out to me by email at coachlinda@christiancoachingresources.com.